Around midnight, her eyes at last took shape. The look in them was feline, half determined and half tentative, all trouble. Yes, they were just right, those eyes. Rising up to her fine, elegant brow, inches from the dark cascade of her hair. He held the paper at arm's length to assess his progress. It was hard, working without her in front of him, but then he never could sketch in her presence. Since he had arrived from London, no, since he had first seen her, he'd had to be careful always to keep her at a distance. Every day now she approached him, and every day was more difficult than the one before. It was why he was leaving in the morning, for India, for the Americas, he didn't know or care. Wherever he ended up, it would be easier than being here. He leaned over the drawing again, sighing as he used his thumb to perfect the smudged charcoal pout of her full bottom lip. This lifeless paper, cruel imposter, was the only way to take her with him. Then, straightening up in the leather library chair, he felt it. That brush of warmth on the back of his neck. Her. Her mere proximity gave him the most peculiar sensation, like the kind of heat sent out when a log shatters to ash in a fire. He knew, without turning around, she was there. He covered her likeness on the bound papers in his lap, but he could not escape her. His eyes fell on the ivory-upholstered settee across the parlor, where only hours earlier she turned up unexpectedly, later than the rest of her party, in a rose silk gown, to applaud the eldest daughter of their host after a fine turn at the harpsichord. He glanced across the room, out the window to the veranda, where the day before she'd crept up on him, a fistful of wild white peonies in her hand. She still thought the pull she felt toward him was innocent, that their frequent rendezvous in the gazebo were merely happy coincidences. To be so naive, he would never tell her otherwise. The secret was his to bear. He stood and turned, the sketches left behind on the leather chair. And there she was, pressed against the ruby velvet curtain in her plain white dressing gown. Her black hair had fallen from its braid. The look on her face was the same as the one he'd sketched so many times. There was the fire rising in her cheeks. Was she angry? Embarrassed? He longed to know, but could not allow himself to ask. "What are you doing here?" He could hear the snarl in his voice and regretted its sharpness, knowing she would never understand.
I couldn't sleep," she stammered, moving toward the fire and his chair.
"I saw the light in your room, and then..." She paused, looking down at her hands. "Your trunk outside the door. Are you going somewhere?"
"I was going to tell you."
He broke off. He shouldn't lie. He had never intended to let her know his plans. Telling her would only make things worse. Already he had let things go too far, hoping this time would be different. She drew nearer, and her eyes fell on his sketchbook.
"You were drawing me?"
Her startled tone reminded him how great the gap was in their understanding. Even after all the time they'd spent together these past few weeks, she had not yet begun to glimpse the truth that lay behind their attraction. This was good, or at least it was for the better. For the past several days, since he'd made the choice to leave, he'd been struggling to pull away from her. The effort took so much out of him that as soon as he was alone, he had to give in to his pent-up desire to draw her. He had filled up his book with pages of her arched neck, her marble collarbone, the black abyss of her hair. Now, he looked back at the sketch, not ashamed at being caught drawing her, but worse. A cold chill spread through him as he realized that her discovery, the exposure of his feelings, would destroy her. He should have been more careful. It always began like this.